Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is back, and we're bringing end-of-summer deals right to your doorstep. Now through September 3rd, score up to 70% off all things home. Get in on low prices while temperatures are still high, like up to 70% off rugs, up to 50% off bedroom furniture, up to 50% off dining furniture, and up to 60% off living room seating. And the savings don't stop there. End summer with can't-miss surprise flash deals, all with fast shipping right to your doorstep. Save big on everything you need with every style for every home for every budget. Modern? Check. Classic? Check. Coastal grandma with a hint of boho glam? Check and check. Wayfair's got everything you need to make your home way more you. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 3rd for up to 70% off. Because at Wayfair, new season means new savings.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, tomorrow is Thursday, which means it's conference call Thursday for Bill with first rate egg, Parker, and the squad.
What time is that?
What time is the call usually?
What's that? Mid-morning.
Mid-morning.
You tell Laura to clear out.
Oh, I do. I walk in, she'll start saying something. I'll look at her like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it really is.
Talking to Parker.
Are you kidding me? You know what's going down here in about 12 minutes? I'm getting a call from Holdridge. Patch him in live. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding?
Are you really talking to me right now?
You know what's going on? Parker's calling in. Get an update on what's going on at Ag.
Yeah. If you're a first-time listener, don't know who we're talking about, First Rate Ag is a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 25 years in business. You can reach out at firstrateag.com or call them at 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
100% retention rate for 25 years.
It's up to 100%.
100% retention rate. They started off... This is a good little backstory on this, Parker. They started off with his dad started this. It's kind of like, you know what, we're going to do this because maybe we can get product at a cheaper rate for our own crops. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, maybe we can help our neighbors out. So they started working with them. That's how this company built itself up.
Wow.
From the ground
organically.
Floor.
Organically.
Yes. I mean, just built. And then I asked, I go, boy, but you're out there always hustling, you know, farmer to farmer, trying to get them to flip over to you guys. He's like, no, don't do that at all. If they come in and talk to us, yeah, we'd be glad to be part of it, but we're not doing that. We're not going door to door. We're not trying to ruffle anybody up like that. We live here in Holdridge.
Like Spectrum does.
Yeah, Spectrum.
Ooh.
Just got all of a sudden cable just got heated.
Keep going.
Anyway, yeah. Just letting you know that's how they 100% retention.
100.
And it's well known.
God, that's
like I said, anybody I talked to their banker, and he goes, yeah, anytime we do business out here, we come at noon. Because they know that Sherry's going to have a meal for him with the salad bar set up. Every day they do that.
Life's
every
good.
Single day. Life's good out there.
Life
in
is
Holdridge.
Very good. FirstRateAg.com. And the conference call tomorrow, mid-morning.
Yes.
Sip and Parker.
So call Bill tomorrow.
No, mid-morning. Mid-morning, stay away. That's clear out.
Are you kidding me?
Don't blow up the phone.
It is time for Bill's Thrills on a Wednesday. Let's fire up the intro and get this party started on a Dems Fight Words Wednesday.
Jay got lost for words
some
there a little
call
bit.
Him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Does it be bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Is it a Them's Fighting Words Wednesday today, Bill?
No, No, it's not.
Oh, he's changing it.
Whoa.
Okay, making a change on this one.
Okay.
And getting back to Wild Card Wednesday.
Okay.
Something came up that I felt was very worth discussing.
It's fine.
This is football. We're going back
to football talk.
There's like a football. I thought about this real quick. Football season is the only sport that just gets the magnitude of the start of the day. Because when NBA, college basketball starts, football's going. When it starts, because you don't get that. It's like, oh, man, it's when it's going to start. College baseball, MLB, all this. It's not the same as the start of college football. But I was listening to something the other day. I thought, the dilemma of discipline. The dilemma of discipline. You've covered it here at Nebraska. There's something going on. Mm-hmm. Had to listen to Coach Osborne. What's happening here with situations? Mm-hmm. This is about starting off and start with Georgia.
Okay.
So Georgia, okay, they mentioned yesterday that they've had a lot of issues with speeding. Happened again 5 days ago. Two more got arrested.
Two more got it.
And Kirby got up yesterday. So, first of all, there's no doubt that this is covered in great detail. This is not like, well, you guys, I'm going to say it again. No, it's been covered. And he talked about that now that the NIL, which I'd love to have talked to Davidson about this, the NIL fines them. They were taking fines from the NIL collective. So if you're on a contract and you do something like this, you get fined, which is very
like common employee.
It's very interesting because of what you just said. They're not employees.
Ooh.
And so,
and we don't get fined.
And when I read the story on this, several lawyers chimed in that this is very murky. Are you allowed? Because the whole thing about it's not been done is there needs to be collective bargaining from the players. That's what it is in the NFL, from the players to the administration. There needs to be collective bargaining on what they'll deal with and what you want to get. But they can't do it because they're not employees. But yet, they're getting fined. And this, I doubt this is the only place that this is happening. So I thought it was very interesting. Obviously, Georgia's taking a stand. And this is not about the discipline of Georgia. Like I said, they have a plan. They're trying to work themselves out. But it goes through all these avenues of discipline. This is what it brings up. Okay, this leads to something of continuity. In the NFL, the NFL handles the discipline.
Okay, not
so
the
it's
teams?
Not team by team. It's not so like the, okay, so-and-so got arrested for a DUI and reckless driving and whatever it was, and so the Falcons will handle it in-house. They don't handle it in-house. Mm. It goes right to Goodell. Mm. It goes right to the league office of where it's at. So will it ever get to that point, Big Ten, SEC, will there ever be a commissioner that oversees discipline?
Mm.
Because you could be... Let's just say Ollie Gordon got gets a DUI, and let's say Gundy says 4 games. He goes, you know what? I'm a grad transfer. I'm transferring. I'm going to Oklahoma. And they're like, going, didn't happen here. So no. In the NFL, if you have a situation and you change teams, if you got that you, it still sticks.
It still sticks.
It's still the discipline still sticks.
Interesting.
And so there's no right now. There's no uniform discipline anywhere in college sports.
No.
Everything.
So Georgia just kind of made it up on the fly.
But and everyone does. They're like you saw what, like you said, Gundy talked about.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Good point.
We're doing nothing.
Yeah.
Some place maybe, no, that's for us, it's automatic 2-game suspension. Or what is this?
It's not
uniform. Will they ever get to the point to where the commissioners run their league?
Mm.
Where all of a sudden it's like something happened to South Carolina, how are you handling it? Goes right to Sankey. Sankey has a team of people that handles it. Because eventually you get to the point to where there has to be some sort of continuity. Imagine if all of a sudden some player did something like that. You're going like, well, what's their punishment? Nothing. We can't afford to have them off the field.
Right.
That's not how
it
works.
It's kind of what Gundy did with Gordon.
And it's not what you do in the NFL. The NFL says, well, who's going to deal with it?
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys,
league
you guys
office.
Got this? No. Goes to the league office.
Right.
So it's just what I bring it
good
up is
point. Interesting.
It's just interesting.
Yeah.
It's very interesting how discipline is handled. But this is interesting with the fining of players. Because he said it out loud. It wasn't like, no, this is like, well, we kind of have a plan. He goes, no, the NIL fines them.
Now think about it. Just think about it. I popped off, and it was irresponsible on me. We don't get fined if we, like, the ticket doesn't fine us if we speed.
Yeah.
And if they did, we'd be like, what?
Yeah.
You can't fine me. Weird. You can't fine me. Yeah. Like, maybe they could. I mean, that's what Kirby's doing. So is he out of bounds? That's what you're wondering, right?
You're trying to do everything you can. You know, there's only a couple things that affect you. Money affects you, and playing time affects you. Those are the two things that really affect you.
Yeah.
So sometimes it can just be like someone can do something or you know, something pretty egregious. You're just like, what? We handled it in-house. And someone goes, what'd you guys do? Well, they had to come in for 4 straight days and run stadium steps. And then it's like, okay, how did that match up with what did, how did Ole Miss handle their situation in that? There's a lot of gray area in discipline, and everybody's 100. Always like, we handle it in-house. Will it ever go out of house?
Right, that's the
Will
question.
Will it ever go out of house where you have a certain time? Like, the only thing that's out of house right now is performance-enhancing drugs. That's the one that's out of, so right now the NCAA handles that. If you get dinged on that, it's a year, basically. Huh. They don't, you don't get a chance to be like going, we'll handle the performance-enhancing drugs in-house. Oh, no. That's handled by one group on the outside, because that changes how the playing field is. Okay. That changes the integrity of the game.
Okay.
If Gundy didn't really change the integrity of the game, if he went from no suspension to a four-game suspension, the integrity of the game didn't change a lot.
No, I get what you're saying.
But it's just, all I'm saying is the dilemma of discipline.
The dilemma of discipline.
There's a lot to it. If you're sitting there as the head coach of a university, and it's like, okay, what do? We decide, we're going to fine him. Well, what happens if the guy that gets fined is someone that's making $1.2 million and the other guy that's getting fined, he's basically getting $5,000 a year?
I would just wonder if you adjust the fine levels.
Is the fine different? What is that? So it's just, all I'm saying
is... It's murky, though.
It's and the lawyer said, too, they're like, will someone ever push back and be like, hang on now.
You can't fine me.
I'm not paying $5,000 for a fine, unless maybe, or does that go into a contract with your NIL? If you do get...
Is that legal, though? Can you write that into I suppose
don't,
you could.
Don't know some things, but they're not... Here's the big thing. They're not employees. They're not employees of the university yet. They're not. That's not how
technically.
They're technically not employees. Because if they're employees, then they could collective bargain. But they can't do that right now. There's no collective bargaining.
So Kirby can just enact whatever he wants?
Well, I wouldn't say him. I wouldn't point out just one person either. I thought, because I'm sure this is...
school.
I'd have a hard time believing that it's just one school doing this. But you get a chance to do...
I wonder about that. I wonder if other schools are doing this. And we just don't know it.
Could be. Everybody talks.
We had Davison in here yesterday. We should have asked.
Yeah, well, I didn't know. He didn't talk.
He can't tell you that.
He didn't talk until
he
after.
Tell
he wouldn't tell you that anyway. Yeah. You couldn't even ask him that. But Kirby brought it up.
Derek in Waverly says, you would think there's something in the agreement the player signs that allows for punishment. It's not Kirby or Georgia. It's the NIL collective here.
Okay. Yeah. Good point.
It's got to be something in the agreement when you sign, right?
Well, if you
it's
read
the
also,
collective.
Which is incredible.
Doling out punishments.
They interviewed Carson Beck. Is that right?
Yes,
Carson Beck
is the Georgia quarterback.
Yeah. And he talked about, I think he drives a Lamborghini. And he commented, he goes, my car goes extremely fast, but I don't drive it like an idiot. He quoted that, basically talking about his own.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Players.
Teammates,
yeah.
In essence. Like,
I'm sure it's gotten old.
It has. The reason it's old is one reason. Lives were lost.
Right.
Lives were lost. It wasn't just one thing, right. thing where it's like,
it's not
well,
a joke.
No, it's not this.
No, they were racing.
And
in that instance, they were racing.
In this, the last situation that came up, they were racing again. And there's been numerous ones in there. There's been other. I'd imagine there's probably a lot more racing at other places or speeding tickets that have not been made public.
Right.
So the one thing I'll guarantee is that there's no chance that Kirby Smart, but learning how to be a head coach through Nick Saban, is like, no big deal. It's been addressed.
Oh yeah,
it's been addressed really, really, really hard.
So you punish. I'm being facetious on this. You mentioned two punishments: playing time, money. How about take their cell phones away for a couple of days?
Yeah, it'd be.
I mean, I'd consider it. I mean, if you want to really hit a kid, take the cell phone.
That's something.
Yeah. Take the cell phone.
Yeah. Anytime the phone goes away from someone.
God. They panic.
Yeah.
I've seen it in my life. They panic.
Yeah.
They panic. There's a panic.
Yeah. There'd be a panic back in my days of coaching where I had a box. Because they carry them all the time. And when they're in the meeting room, just put your cell phone in the box. Just having it sit over there. Right over there, it's like, and no one's leaving the room.
You know, it's right there.
It's right there.
It's going to steal your phone.
It's a powerful addiction.
Yeah,
powerful.
But what I'm saying is that the dilemma of discipline is intriguing on how you deal with it.
Yeah.
And the main issue is that there's not a commissioner
right.
and there's not a league office because mm-hmm. this isn't a problem. In the NFL, because the NFL...
Or the NBA.
Or the NBA. Yeah, MLB. Everybody.
Yeah.
How do we handle this? League office handles it.
Yeah.
It gets turned over. They get they do their due diligence, and they're saying, this is what you're going to get, and this is also what everyone would get.
And I think that you would find that you don't even know often the names of the disciplinarians in those, because they have to make tough decisions.
Well, it's tough decisions.
Yeah.
But at least at the end...
It's not Goodell that makes it.
But the owners all get to meet, and they get to go through. And also, there's going to be some sort of collective bargaining with what discipline can be and how you're going to have to agree to some of this.
Wow.
That this is going to happen in this nature. Anything from the text line, Jake?
Read a couple. David says, can you put a morality clause in the contract?
A morality clause. Those are sticky.
They're really hard because what is the exactly what? Right. It's not cut and dry.
No, it's not.
And then you have the
sticky.
You have the situation of a DUI, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, all of a sudden, well, it got reduced to this, or it didn't stick, or what happens with it?
We're in over our heads
a little
bit.
It's just a dilemma.
Yeah. I said morality clauses are sticky. I'm sure there's a lawyer out there going, Sipple, they're not that sticky. Yeah. Just spell it out in a contract.
Probably
I
don't know. Right.
I'm over my skis.
It will lead to, at some point in time down the road, they're going to start talking about scheduling. It's just like it is the same way. The SEC will get some pressure to be at 9 games and not at 8. They're going to say, how can you guys all, everyone's at 9, you guys are at 8.
Don't get Sean started on that. And you can't
just say, well, our league's harder. Because it's going to be like, no, hang on now. You guys need to play your 9. We're all playing the same number of games.
Well, it's harder, but not that much harder.
But you need to be able to do it. So it's the same thing with discipline. Yeah. Eventually, someone is going to have to be.
I wonder.
Is someone going to have to be. The voice.
But they've never done it.
It's never happened. But there's never been basically.
Oh, pay.
Pay. There's never been all these other things. Because
right.
everybody, what do people keep saying? There's a model we should look at. Who is it? The NFL. Yeah. They keep saying, look at the. Yeah. Well, all of a sudden the NFL, there's one Goodell. And there's not. It's Sankey.
That's sticky. You're right. That's a good point. I mean, because there's no disciplinary group.
No,
everyone
they always say we handle it in house.
Good thoughtful
we don't
topic.
Have, we don't have the
very
czar yet.
Very thoughtful topic. Interesting.
Sports.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels, two bagels and Joe. Today, we're going to do some college football or college fight songs. College fight songs. I will play about 20 seconds of a song. You
this
tell
is
me.
A great one.
You tell me.
I don't know if I'll get anything, but Jake, I think it's incredible by you.
You tell me what school
on a
this
Wednesday.
Fight song belongs to.
Let's get this party started.
Oh, my God, Jake.
Let's get this party started.
Let's get this party started.
Crazy son of a gun.
I'll play four different songs here. Okay. If you know them, call us up right now. 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Takedown Sippin' Bill and Trivia today. Again, college fight songs. I'll play 20 seconds of a song. You tell me what school that belongs to.
Did you get this cleared with Heyman?
I did not. This is a fight song here. This will not be involved. This USC fight song will not be in the game show
today. I don't feel great about it now. There's some that are so easy.
Give yourself more credit. Yeah.
I don't know.
Bill has heard many of these.
I got to work on your confidence.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm shy.
I think Jason is calling from the lobby out here. Is this Jason behind us?
Is that you, Jason?
From the lobby.
Jason, is that you?
The call's calling from inside the house. The call's coming from inside the house.
I can't win when I'm not here, so I figured I'd intimidate. I'm intimidating a presence.
Okay, well, Jason's sitting right behind Sip in the lobby here.
If I see him on TV, it's the first time I've ever seen this.
This is interesting. Hello, Jason.
Hey, we just talked to you. We can see you.
We can see Jason, and we can hear him also.
How's it going? What are you wearing?
Going good.
All right.
All right, go.
All right, Jason, first question to you. What school's fight song does this belong to?
Is it?
I should know
Tennessee?
That.
Tennessee?
He's going right. Tennessee. He's going Tennessee. That doesn't look like Rocky Top to me. No. That is not Rocky Top. You guys want that one or
keep
not?
Keep playing it.
Keep playing it.
It's a great one.
It's a great one, and I don't know it.
You wonder. You don't want it?
I'm going to pass.
That would be Missouri.
Missouri.
It's a great one.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
Missouri. Okay, 0-0 tie. Sip, first question. What school has this fight song right here?
Oh, got it. It's a beautiful one. Never get tired of it.
Fight songs are awesome.
Never get tired of it.
Here.
I've been in Allen Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
I've been in Allen. I've been in Allen when that baby was cranking. At the timeout of Kansas's game.
Kansas is correct. A 1-0.
That's a great song.
That's a great one.
That's very awesome.
Makes you happy, doesn't
it? Does make it. Fight songs make you happy.
They do.
Oh.
All right. 1-0 lead for Sip, and Bill is still in play for you. Jason, back to you to tie it up. What school has this fight song fired up right now?
Oh, God. Let it go just a touch longer.
What was your guess?
I'm thinking. Hang on. Let me hear a little
bit. Firing it up, Jason.
How could I not know this?
I'm going to say Notre Dame, and it's wrong.
Notre Dame! No.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Driving me crazy.
Yeah. Hit it one more time.
Start it over.
I'm not playing it again. Yeah, 34 seconds of that one. Who was it?
It's like this. I think the school's in the pass.
That would be Texas A&M.
I was going to get that one.
All right.
I was.
1-0 lead.
The true pad.
So we can close it out here.
Yeah, Bill's in play here.
Yeah, I had that one.
For the win, like your last question. What school has this fight song? For the win.
I don't know how I didn't get A&M. I didn't say it. I'm an idiot.
Okay, Sip. For the win, who has that fight song right there? Yep, 1-0. Bill's in play.
I mean, I can guess.
Yeah.
Ohio State.
Yep.
Jason, you got to take a guess there. Who has that fight song I just played?
Oklahoma.
Not Boomer Sooner. He guessed Rocky Top earlier for Tennessee. That was Kansas State.
I'm a garbage.
Kansas State.
All right, there you go. Jason's gone.
Because when A&M plays that in the cadets march in, it's incredible. It really, the sheer pageantry of Kyle Field, it's a wow.
That was Kansas State.
I thought they played another.
They got two of them.
Yeah.
They got like the Wabash cannon something. They got two.
The Wabash Cannonball?
Yeah, something like that. We got two songs.
Okay.
That's one of their big ones, though. Tiebreaker. Okay. You guys won.
Winner.
What year was K-State's fight song Wildcat Victory written? Bill, this is for you.
That's easy. That's 1946.
Ooh.
Before, after, 19...
I'm saying before.
1927 by a man named Harry E. Erickson.
Harry. Good job, Harry. So. Had a lot of time out there on the plains.
And we just keep winning games.
2-1 in the week.
Just hammering out wins.
You are now 105-84. We're getting closer to that reset August 1st, though. Mm-hmm. Getting close to it.
Yeah, we'll really have to lock in then. That's a big date, August 1st. It is. Is August 1st a Monday or something?
No, I think it's actually a Wednesday. is that the best time to redo it? But we'll do it then if we want to.
August 1st, we do it.
That's right.
Jason, thank you.
The spillover is next in an early break in the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.